الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح لا إله إلا الله
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله وسلم عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين قال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون أيها المسلمون أوصيكم ونفسي بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون All servants of Allah, I advise myself first and foremost and all of you, we have taqwa in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And one of the meanings of taqwa is أن تعمل بطاعة الله على نور من الله رجاء ثوابه وتترك معصية الله على نور من الله مخافة عذابه. That you act in obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hoping for His reward. And you leave this obedience towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, fearing His punishment. Ma'ashara Muslimin, O servants of Allah, it is obligatory upon us to be a thankful servant, to be a shakir, a shakur, to always be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from whatever that He has been giving to us, alhamdulillah. And wallah, if we try to enumerate, we count all the blessings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, we will surely will not be able to count them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. And if you try to enumerate the blessings of Allah, you will not be able to count them. If you try to list down all the things that Allah has given to you, you will end up writing pages and pages of things that you receive without even lifting a finger. And these are all the apparent ones that we can see. And of course, there are some blessings that we cannot see from our naked eyes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَصْدَغَ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعَمَهُ ظَاهِرَةً وَبَاطِنَةً. And Allah has engulfed upon you favors that are apparent and also some favors that are not can be seen by the naked eyes. We might feel that every other day that we live is just another day for us. But however, in fact, being able to breathe, being able to eat, being able to live in a secure places, in a safe environment, and these are all blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And why do we need to stress in this concept of shukr? It is because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, ولكن أكثر الناس لا يشكرون. And but a lot of mankind is ungrateful. وقليل من عبادي الشكور. And few of my servants are thankful. So being grateful and showing gratitude towards Allah is the fundamental concept of our existence. Meaning the purpose of our life is to manifest shukr, is to manifest gratitude towards Allah, towards the one who has created us, towards the one who has given us all of this that we are possessing now. To acknowledge that, in fact, we are the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
وَمَا خَلَقَتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ.
I have not created jinkind and mankind except to worship Him, to worship me, Allah said. And the concept of ibadah would not be realized without the concept of shukr, without the concept of giving thanks towards the one who has created us. And in the Quran, if you read the Quran, throughout the Quran, you can see Allah uses the word kufr as the opposite of shukr.
Inna hadaynahu as-sabila imma shakiran wa imma kafura.
And surely we will show mankind ways, and either they will be grateful or ungrateful.
وَاذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَاشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ.
And remember me, and I shall remember you. And be grateful to me, and do not be ungrateful. The word used here is وَاشْكُرُونِي, be grateful, وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ, and do not be among those disbelievers, among those who reject the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is when we see also in the Quran, Allah uses kufr as the opposite of iman, opposite of belief in Allah. So we can say shukr and iman is synonyms, are synonyms, the same meaning. Believing in Allah will automatically make you become a grateful servant. So those who believe in Allah, they will thank Allah more. Alhamdulillah. Look at our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, Allah has been forgiving his sins. Allah has forgiven all of his sins. He is promised Jannah. But he takes himself to the next level. He worships Allah more until his feet become swollen from the long standing of the prayer. And what did he say? Afala akunu abdan shakura. Should I not become a grateful slave? Ya Allah, this is our role model, yani Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And also, from other blessings that we can see, for example, from Prophet Sulaiman alaihi salam, after he has given all of the blessings, if you read from the Quran and from the seerah of the prophets, he has been given a great kingdom. And he has been given the ability to understand the language of animals and birds. And he also have a great army that consists not only men, but consists of jinn kind and also the birds and animals. And what did he say after all this? In the Quran, Allah recorded his saying,
هَذَا مِن فَضْلِ رَبِّي لِيَبْلُوَنِي أَأَشْكُرُ أَمْ أَكْفُرُ.
This is from the favors of my Lord. It is to test me whether I am grateful or I am not grateful. So let us think for a while. Let's say there's no verse in the Quran that command us to do shukr, that ask us to give thanks to Allah. It is only logical that we show gratitude to Allah. Without any commands, we have to show gratitude because we are from Allah. Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. That is the concept of shukr. But one may ask, how to show shukur? How to show gratitude? So the fundamental of shukur is being humble, is to humble ourselves to the one who has created us. To be humble to the ones who have given us all the blessings. You cannot have arrogance and be thankful at the same time. Think about it. If somebody gives you a hadiah, a present, you can think deeper that this hadiah is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also if you think deeper, the one who is giving you this hadiah, this present, Allah sent it to you. Ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we have to thank ultimately to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. And we thank Him and we say Alhamdulillah ala kulli hal. So how do we manifest a shukur? So there are three pillars of shukur. Number one, that we use our heart to acknowledge all of the favors of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The heart should witness all of the blessings that feel, and Allah, all of the things that is from Allah, that we feel love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we affirm with full conviction and certainty that this is all from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not from our own work, not from our own effort, it is from Allah azza wa jal. The second pillar is to use our tongue, is to say, utter praises to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, shukrillah. That we say that all of this is from Allah. وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثِ. And whatever the blessings that you have been receiving, tell people that this is from Allah. And the third one, last but not least, this is the most neglected one, which is to use the limbs to put it into action, to show gratitude with our limbs, with our body. Yani to confirm and submit to Allah with our body that He has given us according to His pleasure, according to whatever that He pleases. Ya Allah. And not enough by just saying Alhamdulillah, thank you Allah. Not merely make lip service. So we have to show in action how to become a grateful servant. As we can see, the Prophet David, he has been given a lot of blessings. He has been given the knowledge of bending the metal. He has been given also a great kingdom. And his son, Prophet Sulaiman, alayhi salam, what did Allah command him to do? Allah said in the Quran, اعملوا آل داود شكرا. Put into actions of family of Dawood to show gratitude. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among those who show gratitude towards Allah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among the shakirin. وَهَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَاتِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Alhamdulillah wassalatu wassalamu ala rasulillahi wa ba'du. And what do you get if you are becoming a grateful servant of Allah? First of all, Allah will be pleased with you. Wa in tashkuru yardahu lakum. And Allah said, if you are thankful, then Allah will be pleased with you. Next, that Allah will lift the punishment from you. Ma yaf'alullahu bi'adhabikum in shakartum wa amantum. What will Allah gain from punishing you if you are thankful and if you believe in Him? And the third one, that Allah will increase all this blessing that He has been given to us. Wa idh ta'adhana rabbukum la in shakartum la azidannakum. And your Lord has proclaimed that if you are thankful, that Allah will increase the blessings upon us. From all the blessings that we have received, brothers and sisters, in Japan, mashallah, I am just a traveler, so you are here in Japan. From all the blessings that we have received, and the greatest blessings that we have been receiving, is the blessing of guidance, is the blessing of Al-Islam, is the blessing to know who is our Creator, is the blessing of knowing what is halal and what is haram, to have a guiding light that to know which one is good, which one is bad. So this is, ya Allah, we have to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this ni'mah. O servants of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded us in the Quran to perform salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala al-Nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama sallaita ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma barik ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad kama barakta ala Ibrahim wa ala ali Ibrahim innaka hamidun majid. Allahumma aghfir lil muslimina wal muslimat wal mu'minina wal mu'minat al ahya' minhum wal amwat innaka sami'un qaribun mujibud da'wat. Allahumma a'izz al islam wal muslimin wa adhill al shirk wal mushrikin wa dammir a'da' al din. اللهم أنجِ المستضعفين من المؤمنين في غزة. اللهم أنجِ المستضعفين من المؤمنين في غزة. اللهم أنجِ المستضعفين من المؤمنين في غزة. اللهم انصرهم. اللهم اشدد وطأك على اليهود والنصارى ومن شايعهم وأعانهم. اللهم جعل عليها اللهم اجعلها عليهم سنين كسن يوسف. اللهم يا منزل الكتاب ويا مجري السحاب ويا هازم الأحزاب اهزمهم وانصرنا عليهم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث أصلح لنا شأننا كله ولا تكلنا إلى أنفسنا طرفة عين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله, إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. فاذكروا الله العلي يذكركم واشكروا على نعمه يزدكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقيموا الصلاة.